Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 18 and verse 12. If a man has 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, what will he do? Won't he leave the 99 others on the hills and go out to search for the one that's lost? I suspect that few of us have any experience of being shepherds. However, many of us will have memories of lost pets. I recall the time when our cat Tabitha went missing for days on end. We walked the streets in the hope that we might see her, and we called out her name desperately, hoping that we'd hear her meow. But there was no response. And then one day, as I was looking down our garden, I saw this poor, thin creature dragging herself limply towards the house. She had a broken femur and had presumably been involved in a road accident. To say that we were delighted to see her would hardly begin to describe our absolute delight, and over the coming weeks she made a complete recovery. Just one little cat. But the news of her return home was a moment of incredible joy for our family. I therefore can begin to understand the feelings of the shepherd who got home at the end of the day and noticed that one sheep was missing. It might surprise us that he was able to spot that he was one sheep short amidst the large flock, but he knew those sheep well. He knew their personalities. He knew the ones that were always out in front, and he knew the stragglers. He knew the sick ones, and those who were always vigorous and strong. He knew so much because he loved them. Indeed, he risked his life every day as he cared for them in the harsh terrain and as he protected them from sheep rustlers and wild animals. Every single sheep mattered. In our local churches, we need to continually remind ourselves of the importance of every single person. We will be personally close to some people and understand them well. Others will be very different from us. We might find some people quite awkward. But every single person matters intensely. And if they wander away, we need to long for their return and do all that we can to make it happen. And then whoever they are, if they return, there should be a great celebration. And now let me ask you a question. In what way does this parable challenge the life of your church? Now let me pray with you. Loving God, help us to treasure every single person in the way that you treasure each one of us. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is of course available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.